That would be very convenient, he said. Don't get me wrong. I don't think she did it, but I have to keep an open mind. I can't dismiss the facts just because she's my friend. I thought of Jennifer. I see what you mean, I said. Uncle Jeff looked at his watch and said, It's almost 11 o'clock. It's time to get home. We had parked across the street from campus, so we walked in that direction. The traffic light changed, and we both took a step to cross the street, when a car came out of nowhere. It came toward us at full speed. I was sure it would hit me when I felt a hand grab the back of my shirt, pulling me back onto the sidewalk, just in time. I turned and saw Uncle Jeff, still holding on to my shirt. He looked angry, and he was looking at the car going down the street. I turned back to look too, but it was too late. It was gone. Did you get the license plate number? I asked him. No, it's too dark, he said. But one thing I do know, that was no accident. That car was waiting for us, and whoever was driving it meant to get us. Who could it be? I asked. I don't know, he said. But this means that we're on the right track. Someone is nervous about what we'll find.